Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, David, hit the music and I'll know what the hell we're doing here with a blitz. What do you got? All right, go ahead.
So let's go through this here. We've been talking about the lottery, some things from it. Let's talk about the different teams here. What I was going to start with was I was going to talk about Dallas, and I was going to say, should there be a conversation here? Well,
no.
Doesn't need to have that conversation because breaking news here, the Mavericks plan to draft Cooper Flagg, won't even consider trading the number one pick.
And here's why you can't. The way the league is designed now, with the tax aprons, with keeping teams together being an impossibility, here's the other thing. If Kyrie were healthy, you would have a different conversation. He is not going to play next year. So Cooper Flagg is a salary offset, and I know they've got some aging players like Clay and AD. Maybe Cooper Flagg hits the ground running, and he can be a sixth man type guy. You can't trade that. I mean, if I ask you to, last 15 years, would Cooper Flagg be the third best prospect, second best? It'd be Wembanyama, Unibrow. Who else?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe, well, we all thought Zion was going to be better. Cade.
Cooper Flagg is a superior number one overall.
Yes, he is. Yes, I mean,
it's not one of these drafts where you're like, well, it could be.
Right. This is the guy. And by the way, just turned 18.
Yeah.
You get an extra year of development.
Yeah, you're not saying he's LeBron.
That's right, because he left high school.
Reclassified.
Yeah, you're not going to say he's LeBron, but it's that type of draft where you're like, this is the guy. This is the number one talent in this draft.
I guess the reason why they're doing that, because I thought the same, like, okay, if you want to go for the bird in hand and say, you know what, let's just say you bring Giannis down there, I'm quite sure that whoever, like Milwaukee, would be like, seriously, you want to trade him? Okay, let's talk.
Right, the problem's the salary. And that's just that. That's a death sentence for Dallas.
Now, the other thing is, I told you this in the break, knowing you're going to be the number one overall pick, would you actually be working out at the NBA Combine?
They Bubble showed wrap. Him shooting. There was a video today. He was shooting shots.
Oh, no, he's going all out in the four-cone drill.
If I'm Dallas, I put an ankle monitor on him, and I put him in house arrest.
You're not kidding. I'm calling his agent. His phone is, hey, stop. We saw that he's done. We're taking him. He's off the clock. I don't care if you got to fake an injury. He's done.
David, go ahead.
Let's move over to number two, San Antonio. They have a choice between Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, but is it really a choice there, or do you trade that pick for possibly Giannis?
This is your Giannis thing.
Yeah.
You have De'Aaron Fox, Wemby, Giannis. If they could find a way to keep Castle in that trade, God bless. This is your trade. This is what you do. That's the team.
Yeah, because I don't think that either Harper or Bailey is going to be that guy that, no. We didn't get Giannis. We got him instead.
You know who they comped Dylan Harper to last night on TV?
Who?
Cade.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you care. I just wanted your opinion.
So then if you're Milwaukee, what are you doing? What are you taking there?
If I'm Milwaukee, I'm taking Dylan Castle.
Harper. Dylan Harper?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm taking Castle from...
Well, yes. You want Castle in that deal,
and
for sure.
And I'm probably just saying, you know what? I want 14, pick 14 as well.
No, I want 14 picks.
Yes, because you're right. San Antonio has the number two and the number 14th overall selection.
Think about how ridiculous this is, though. You're trading a first ballot Hall of Famer, NBA top 50 all-time player with term on his contract at age 30. And, I got Castle and number two. I need more.
Yes, Bob's of the big names. Now, the other players going there, but these are the ones that Milwaukee can turn around and say, all right, we're going to start our new franchise with these players.
The interesting thing with the number three pick, Philadelphia has the number three pick. They got lucky last night because they were top six protected, and they were projected to be out of the top six. Now they have number three. What do you do with the number three pick there? Because if I'm them, I package it up with Paul George, and I get something.
Yeah, you probably end up with Kevin Durant.
I think they would be okay with that.
My thing is this. The players that are there, and I'll lean on Rico for the Ron Harper Jr. deal, but like VJ Edgecombe is a player I watched a lot of. He's undersized. Well, here's your problem. You'd be putting him next to Tyrese Maxey. I mean, that's a great backcourt if your sophomore is in high school.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you do there.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But would I be using that pick? Probably not.
No, not at all.
But I lean on Rico. If you like Harper, tell me.
No, Harper will probably be number two, so I don't think Philadelphia is going to see him. I think they're going to be looking at Ace Bailey, his teammate, because I would take Harper over Bailey in the heartbeat.
I'd switch the names.
Yeah.
Rutgers loser B. Sorry, I twisted them up.
Yeah, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper.
Bailey's the big man. He's going to need some size. I mean, he's going to have to work on his body and get things going. If I'm Philly, I'm going to try to move that pick and bring in somebody who's ready right now.
Let's talk about Utah. They fall to number five.
I just
should have been number one overall. Right now, I see a projection of Knipple.
Bobby Knipples.
But just how do you
sell
this to the fans?
You may as well get hit by a car.
No. Guys, are you serious? We've experienced this for the last 2 years. The day after the draft, all of Detroit is like, how? But we were the worst team. How do we end up with pick four and pick five?
Knipple is built in the lab to play for the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, 6'7".
He's a gym rat. He's all hustle. He's a smart player. I mean, it's not that Knipple's a bad player. It's just, it was the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Jazz got nothing.
It was Wembanyama, and we didn't get him. He went somewhere else.
That was horrible. I did skip over Charlotte. I guess you can always skip over Charlotte there.
Do you realize, though, Charlotte is the NBA's least successful franchise in the history of the league?
Correct.
They have not picked number one in over 30 years.
It's been 30 years?
19 different teams have selected number one in that same time frame. At that point, do you just close up shop? Like Blockbuster Video.
1991.
Do you just say we're not in the basketball business anymore?
You know what? Page me if you need anything.
You like that?
They had a 14% chance to get it. Haven't had it since 1991, and boom, that happens to them. Come on.
It happens every year, though.
Yeah, they never get it. They never get a shot at getting it here. Another winner, I guess you can say, Nico Harrison, right? I mean, Nico Harrison just went out there.
Two GMs,
all the
jabs,
yells, everything. Now what happened to all those fans that wanted to get their season ticket money back?
Well, they deserve their season ticket money back for what the organization did.
No, but the funny thing is, now you're going to be reapplying for season tickets and go to the end of the line.
No, but I thought Daryl Morey and Nico, they basically got a get-out-of-jail-free card last night.
Definitely there. A loser here. They talk about here on this list here is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes,
they had a chance to get another top pick. They didn't, but.
Yeah, but look, they've got 19 first-round picks in the next 5 years.
It's not going to hurt them.
It would have been a top 10 pick. The problem is this isn't the NFL. If I go to Rico and I say, hey, I got an unbelievable deal for you. Oh, what do you got? I have pick number 7. Who am I taking? Darkman Jones from Croatia. Where's his picture? Don't have one. It's a silhouette.
Shorten it to mock draft. It'll be Trey Johnson.
Maliacha, or whatever his name is, from Duke.
No, thank you on there. And then another loser, of course.
Wait. You know what? Maybe I'll get Yakachonis from Illinois. I like him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just like you liked AirPod, and I watched that kid. He can't hit a basket for Golden State. What'd you do to that kid?
Who?
Podziemski.
Oh.
You loved AirPod.
I didn't do anything to him. He's just in a bad spot.
He can't shoot.
He'll be okay.
Finally, the last loser here in another team and another franchise.
The Boston Celtics. When your best player becomes Lieutenant Dan.
I was going to say the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
They should just pack up.
Look, the only thing they have going for them, they are in a long rebuild. They are acquiring young talent. They needed Cooper Flagg desperately to get to the next level and to put someone next to Alexander Sarr. Their problem is they didn't even get the consolation prize of Harper or Bailey. I don't know what you do. I mean, is that a Trey Johnson from Texas? Is that what you do?
Yeah, right now this mock draft has him getting Jeremiah Fears.
Oh, the good Fears.
Yeah, from Oklahoma. Correct.
Yeah, the good one.
The one who didn't get shot.
The one who can shoot.
The one who didn't get shot.
Okay, but that happened 2 years ago.
Okay, you know, you just don't get shot and all of a sudden you're good again.
But what does that have to do with your jump shot?
Okay, I've never been shot, but I'm thinking it's probably a rehab, Mike.
Okay, all right, and everything. All right, fine. Everything's fine.
I'm just saying. Not in Washington, it's not. That is
no, it is definitely not.
That is your NBA lottery blitz.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.